USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says schools might temporarily close because of the coronavirus in the United States.
Are you going to see some schools shut down? Probably. May you see impacts on public transportation? Sure, but we do this. We know how to handle this. That's the message you try and get out. Yeah. There are professionals who know how to handle this. There's professionals handling it, and we're going to do the very best that we can.
Mulvaney speaking at CPAC. Former Vice President Joe Biden is admitting that he was not arrested in South Africa after claiming he was at multiple campaign stops. On at least three occasions earlier this month, Biden said he was arrested with our UN ambassador while trying to meet South African leader Nelson Mandela in the 70s. Biden acknowledged that story was a lie on CNN on Friday. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 357 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the strike that killed the Iranian terrorist was necessary to save lives.
He was the regime's top terrorist and the mastermind of the killing of innocent Americans, Syrians, Iraqis, and others. Removing him from the battlefield was a de-escalatory measure. His death reduced the risk to our personnel overseas.
The Secretary of State testifying before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Tennessee's governor is supporting a bill that will allow residents to carry guns without permits. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is backing legislation to allow residents of his state carry a firearm without a permit. He says they have a responsibility to uphold the framework that the founding fathers established.
I'm announcing that we will be joining 16 other states in this nation by introducing a constitutional carry law in the state of Tennessee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Michael Bloomberg and others are fighting for the endorsement of former candidate Andrew Yang. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
In a report in the Wall Street Journal, Michael Bloomberg has reached out to Andrew Yang, the former candidate for president, to be his vice presidential running mate. Also, with Super Tuesday right around the corner, Andrew Yang is being asked by a lot of candidates for his endorsement. Here were his comments on CNN.
Well, what I can say is that multiple campaigns have reached out, and it's flattering to be considered for a VP role or any role in someone's campaign. I've made clear to every other candidate that I ran on a set of issues, automation of jobs, an evolving economy that we need to humanize, and a dividend of $1,000 a month for every American. And I said that if a candidate were to make a significant commitment in those directions, then I'd be much more enthusiastic about considering an endorsement.
As each of the Democratic candidates jockey for position, tomorrow is the South Carolina primaries, and Tuesday is Super Tuesday with 14 states and America Samoa on the line. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And finally, tomorrow marks the 29th day of February, an event that only happens once every 4 years. It's a leap day. An added year is added to the calendar every 4th February to keep our seasons from getting out of whack. In the U.S., leap year coincides with presidential election years. So I guess get out there and take advantage of that extra day of February. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.